I always come to this beautiful room if I want some peace and quiet. I do some knitting and maybe read a book. When I'm surrounded by this beautiful painted wallpaper, it sometimes feels like I'm relaxing on a vast estate, as if the trees here remain green forever and rustle against a peaceful spring sky. You can see that Willem Upink is a great artist. Around 1810, he made a name for himself with his idyllic landscapes in stately Amsterdam canal houses. Jacob Honig Jansoon also had his house further along the Lage Dijk, decorated by Upink, following our example. Here above the door, Apollo, the god of the arts, is depicted. His twin sister Diana was traditionally considered the goddess of the hunt. Her bust crowns the old box bed. To the right of the mantelpiece, two hunters with their dogs are painted. All figures in the landscape seem to tell their own story. The country women with their wares along the waterfront. The milkmaid who perhaps delivers fresh milk to the tea house. I have enjoyed a cup of tea or chocolate in the pavilion in the Bredenhof many times, especially when the children were small. And there, the little boy who begs the noble rider for alms for his tormented mother. It makes me think of our Jan, who also likes to go out riding. A bit too reckless for my taste often enough, but still he's a good boy. The lovely views on the walls remind me of the landscapes in the east of the country, where we spent last July. Though I must say, we had quite a lot of rain and we never reached our goal, the town of Kleve, due to my illness and general disposition. Cornelis had to go home ahead of me, but dear Jan came to visit me in Arnhem as I lay convalescing. I do hope I will feel better in time for his wedding next August.